This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hunt November 16th, Wednesday edition of the program. I switched those up because I got to keep everybody on their toes. We have Trump throwing his hat in the ring. Obviously, a huge moment in politics right now. Our first Republican presidential contender for 2024, and it's Trump. So everyone's going to be quite focused and fired up on this one. In both directions, we will certainly discuss that. Plus, we've got the Senate leadership going to Mitch McConnell again. We will discuss that the missile that landed in Poland was not fired by Russia. Maybe we should start thinking a little bit about how things are reported on and thought about in that conflict before we spark a massive conflagration. We'll discuss that and a little more on FTX crypto, where this guy Sam Bankman-Fried is like the billionaire Frodo Baggins that bought off the left. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing seeing what has gone on with that whole situation. And we will get into it together here in just a minute. But you know something you always need is towels and different size towels, right? I mean, I want to have a washcloth. Got to have that medium sized towel for your hands after you wash them. And then you want, obviously, the bath towel. You know, taking a shower, taking a bath. The best towels you're going to get come from MyPillow, Mike Lindell's amazing six-piece towel set. Set comes with 2 bath, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98. And for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.98 with promo code BUCK. That's over 50% in savings. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and now for the holiday season, they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and December 25th, Christmas, will have their money-back guarantee extended until March 1st of next year. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, and get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. Enter promo code BUCK for these great limited-time specials. $39.99 for the towel set. It's amazing. Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code BUCK when you click on the radio specials. All right. Trump is in. It is official. Here he is. Play clip one.
President of the United States.
Oh, he said, I am announcing my candidacy for president of the United States. All right. So he's in. Now, this was my my takeaway for this situation is as follows. One, it's still Trump's GOP. Now, nobody can predict the future after this election. I think we really all have to admit that, right? But Trump is by far the biggest name, commands the most loyalty of the base, has the most money behind him, and is a proven fighter who was able to win in 2016 despite all the forces arrayed against him. Now, there are people who are going to be super excited about this on the right. There are some people who are questioning and some people who are going to oppose this. We are heading into what will be a primary. The primary is a process for us all to see what a candidate's positions are and how they handle that primary process at that stage of their lives. People learn more from previous rounds. People get older and have a different energy or different perspective. That's why we got the process we do. So Trump is going to be a major part of this, and this will play out, I think, in very interesting ways in the months ahead. Now, here he is talking about the one thing that I think got me to basically like, look, I'm excited for the prospect of Trump winning. Here's the one thing, though, where Trump said something and I was like, not only is he right, why isn't every Republican saying this? Because it's the right thing to do. He said that with the COVID mandates and people being fired as a result of those mandates, he will give them all their jobs back and rehire every patriot who was fired with an apology and full back pay. Play clip five.
I will get Biden's radical left ideology out of our military. And I did. I did. And in the first day, they put it back. They signed an executive order and they put it back. It was gone. We will abolish every Biden COVID mandate and rehire every patriot who was fired from our military with an apology and full back pay.
I mean, I think this is absolutely the only ethical, decent position that one can have on this issue. The vaccine mandate that didn't stop the spread of the virus to anybody that they were wrong about. We fired people from their jobs. I'm not letting this go. I know that, oh, but we've got to talk about, you know, the economy and other things. I'm not letting this go. This is about what's right. People were wronged by the Biden regime. Republicans should promise to make this right. And, I mean, here's Martin Kulldorff, for example. He's an epidemiologist who was, do we have this Martin Kulldorff clip? He was saying the exact same thing. He was testifying. He said, look, the only thing that can be done here is the admission that the vaccine mandates were wrong and awful. And people should be apologized to and given their jobs and their payback. Listen. Do we have that one? Maybe we don't have that one. I thought we had that one. Oh, here it is.
There is one amnesty that I'm very much in favor of. And that is that every person who was fired because they didn't take the vaccine should be rehired with back pay. That's an amnesty that I'm very much in favor of. I think they were badly treated for unscientific reasons. And I would also include students in universities who were prevented from studying, that they should be readmitted and be compensated.
Yes. Across the board. We cannot let this go, and Trump is not letting it go. I'm going to tell you this. Trump also didn't talk about the 2020 election at all. Not once. I watched the whole speech over an hour. No mention of the 2020 election. Because he wants to focus on the 2024 election. That's what he should do. That's what the Republican Party should do. And learn the lessons of 2022. Okay? Nobody should win. No one's going to win the next election by fixating on the past election. Although you should look at what happened from the perspective of ballot harvesting, mail-in balloting, and the different tactics used to get a victory and take from the enemy, so to speak, what they use effectively against you. This is very straightforward stuff. We just need to dial it in. We just need to do the right thing with regard to that. And here is Trump is he's trying to sound a note here of unity and also trying to hearken back to how things were when he was president. Here's clip three, Trump talking about how think about what the world was doing when he was in office and what he accomplished when he was president. Play three.
My opponents made me out to be a warmonger and just a terrible person who would immediately go into war. They said during the 2016 campaign that if he becomes president, there will never be a war within weeks, and we will have wars like you've never seen before. It will happen immediately, and yet I've gone decades without a war, the first president to do it for that long a period. The world was at peace. America was prospering, and our country was on track for an amazing future because I made big promises to the American people, and unlike other presidents, I kept my promises. I kept them.
Trump, focused, disciplined, and showing results of the past as a promise that results of the future will be similar. That is, I'm talking about on policies. That's a president that is a president of the future. Rather, that is somebody who can win 2024. That's what we have. We're good to go. He understands the messaging. He understands what he's up against. They throw everything they can at him. Notice, though, that the allegation against Trump that he's a warmonger. Yeah, no, he didn't start any wars. There is a war going on right now in Europe, and the U.S. is very involved in it financially. War in Ukraine. We'll discuss this missile strike that was initially reported as Russian in Poland and NATO in Article 5. And oh my gosh, turns out no. Who actually fired that missile? I'll tell you about it in a second. Done For You Real Estate, my friends. It's such a cool company because real estate investment is a really good idea for your long-term financial outlook. It's just you're investing in tangible assets, things you can understand, things that have real value. And with real estate, especially if you're building for retirement, you can create free cash flow for yourself and build up equity over time in these homes. But you got to know how to do it. Where do you look? What house do you buy? What's a good price? Who do you go to for the mortgage? Who do you go to manage it? Those are all questions you're going to have, right? Done For You Real Estate takes care of all of that for you. They answer all those questions. They walk you through and you learn about markets, about how you do well with investing in real estate. I mean, there's so much of a learning process, which I find fascinating. And you will too, because you'll be in control. You will be owning properties that are growing in value over time and that are paying you free cash flow every month because you're providing great homes for your tenants to live in. They're happy. You're happy. Capitalism, baby. Works for everyone. It's a good thing. Go to doneforyoubuck.com. That's doneforyoubuck.com to become like me. I own multiple houses with Done For You Real Estate. I got my brothers involved with Done For You Real Estate. They've bought houses with Done For You Real Estate. I'm going to get more family members involved in the years ahead because we've done so well. It's a company of ethical, good people who really know what they're doing. And that's why they've helped thousands of people buy homes as investments across America. Go to doneforyoubuck.com. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey. Now, on the Poland missile situation, they initially reported this as Russian missile kills two in Poland. Now, I reported on this or spoke about this report in real time on radio yesterday as soon as the news broke. And I said, look, this is obviously collateral damage situation, because here's the ugly truth. If Russia is going to escalate in Poland, it's not going to be an errant missile strike that kills two people, because Russia knows that if it goes after a NATO ally, the ramifications are enormous. So this wasn't some Russian sneak attack on Poland. But you could tell everybody got, oh my gosh, they got really fired up and focused on this for a second. What are we going to do? Article 5 of NATO and everything else. All right. Turns out, well, here, you don't have to listen to me. You can listen to NATO's, what is he called, like the Supreme Commander or something? Jens Stoltenberg talking about how actually it was a Ukrainian missile that accidentally landed in Poland while the Ukrainians were trying to defend themselves from Russian missile attacks. And so it was basically a tragic accident with the Ukrainian missile. Here he is, play 20.
Our preliminary analysis suggests that the incident was likely caused by a Ukrainian air defense missile fired to defend Ukrainian territory against Russian cruise missile attacks. But let me be clear, this is not Ukraine's fault. Russia bears ultimate responsibility as it continues its illegal war against Ukraine.
Okay, so here's where we are with all this. Russia is losing ground now. Ukraine is going on offense and taking back ground in its country. I know people are celebrating this, and I have been pro-Ukraine this whole time, but I'm pro-America first, always. I'm concerned first and foremost with American blood, treasure, and interests on the world stage, on any stage. And so when I see that there's now another request for over $30 billion that the Biden administration is putting forward to give Ukraine even more arms, I say, we're getting up over $90 billion here. The U.S. has spent in less than would have spent in less than a year on arming the Ukrainians. Now, we are getting some return on that, at least in battlefield terms, because the Russians are retreating. The Russians are losing ground, and they've lost, it's estimated, 100,000 soldiers in this fight. Ukraine has lost about 100,000 soldiers as well, as the estimate that's being used, although nobody really knows at this stage. But it's large numbers. But think about that. We didn't lose 5,000 KIA in all the years that we were fighting in Iraq, for example. I think the number was around 3,000. And yet they might have lost 100,000 Ukrainians and 100,000 Russians fighting in this conflict. I mean, we're talking about, this is conventional military fight, a conventional military fight among advanced countries with, you know, with very serious armaments. This is not counterinsurgency operations where the United States and its allies have tremendous, have so much military superiority that actually one of the primary goals was limiting casualties, specifically civilian casualties, but casualties in general in that country. I'm trying to take people prisoner, trying to take people in for interrogation. That was the war on terror. In Ukraine and Russia, it's kill the enemy. It's just kill the enemy. It's a different kind of war than what we've seen in recent years. Now, it's like the wars we think of in the past, World War I, World War II, you know, Vietnam, etc. So here's where we are. We're spending almost $100 billion on this conflict. I think we should at least, as a country, as a people, have a good sense of where all of this is supposed to go. Now, if the Biden administration is going to back the Ukrainian people with arms and munitions and encourage them to continue to kick not just Russia out of the additional territory seized as part of the January 2022 invasion, but also to push them out entirely from the Donbas region where they've been for over 7 years, this could spiral into a much bigger conflict. And that's the part of this that I think people are so concerned about. Do we really think that Putin is going to watch all of Russia's military that is in Ukraine leave in defeat and humiliation without escalation on the Russian side, without trying to change the battlefield situation? The most obvious way he would do that would be a tactical nuclear strike inside of Ukraine. We all know this is what we're all concerned about. Is the Biden administration weighing this out? Do you think that the people in charge right now in this White House know what they're doing? Have they thought it through even? I'm uneasy with all of that. And this is more than just the usual partisan back and forth. This really matters. We're talking about the possibility of a nuclear exchange. Now, if we're going to be conducting this supply effort to Ukraine, I think there needs to be a much more forthright conversation with the American people about what the real goal is here, what the and what the risks are. And also $100 billion, give or take, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money at a time when people are feeling economic pain, at a time when people are feeling like they can't pay their bills. So I want to point that out. Now, on to something a little more fun. Sam Bankman-Fried, this guy SBF, this is an interview from him that's been surfaced or been resurfaced from January on YouTube, January of this year, 2022. I just want you to watch this interview, hear this interview, because you'll learn a lot about SBF, the crypto king that has had his entire exchange just collapse, basically. Watch this.
This 29-year-old guy donated $50 million. Next year, he's planning to donate $500 million a year. And next decade, he will probably give away more than $10 billion. And he is funding everything you can think of. Global warming.
It's one of the biggest problems that we have to tackle together as a world.
COVID-19 preparedness.
We have to be ready for the next pandemic.
Neglected tropical diseases.
More than 1 billion people suffer from them. We have to eliminate these diseases.
And of course, animal welfare.
Animals deserve to live just like we do. It's also why I'm vegan.
It's also why I'm vegan. This guy, it's like MSNBC built this guy in a lab. It's like, hey, look at me. I've got, like, you know, this kind of crazy hair, and I'm this little guy. I kind of remind you of Frodo Baggins, but I'm going to be the world's first trillionaire, and I give money to Democrats and fight climate change, and I'm a vegan.
Of course he's a vegan. No offense, vegans, but, I mean, I like to give you a hard time, but of course this guy's a vegan.
Yes, here I am. I can't eat animals because animals deserve to live, too.
Oh, gosh. It really is as though the comment section over at Vox.com, which he gave money to, by the way, and The Intercept and a bunch of other left-wing sites, just wrote them big checks. I wonder if that factored into the way that those news organizations covered this guy. He's 30 years old. He comes out of nowhere. I mean, he's basically making some money from arbitrage on the inefficiencies of the crypto market between the rest of the world and, I believe, Korea. So, okay, figured a little way to make some money in crypto. A lot of people figure out ways to make money in crypto, and they're basically just making money by taking money from the other people involved in crypto. Yeah. And here he is. This guy was supposed to be giving away $500 million next year. A lot of the Democrats buying off media organizations, talking about effective altruism. He's almost like the ultimate little lib crypto mastermind. And the whole thing is a fraud. The whole thing's collapsing. And the New York Times, in a 2,200-word essay on him, this is pointed out by a business writer named last name Fan, there was nothing in the article that talked about fraud, hiding, crime, any of that. Nothing at all. It's just like, yeah, I guess this whole thing just imploded. You don't say. Yeah. Turns out when you buy off the libs and you culturally cover yourself in the trappings of leftism, you get away with a lot. You can buy off the defenders of our democracy and our markets and everything else. Or regulators, yeah. Oh, yeah, stay on this one. Second biggest donor to Democrats in this election cycle. This guy I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm a vegan.
Of course.
I believe in giving away all my money, even though I'm actually creating a fake printing press for money effectively that's going to collapse and destroy people's wealth.
There you go, another Democrat. All right, friends, thanks for hanging with me. Talk to you more tomorrow. Shields high. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.